Time now for my Thursday morning conversation. Half of the Busterud couple is here with us this morning. Monica made it. Bo forgot about us, huh?
Yeah. He must have let it slip his mind.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he's a busy man. He's got a lot to do. But if he comes in, we'll just welcome him right in. Or Okay. Should we just block the door and make faces at him through the window?
Oh, I suppose we could let him in.
we'll let him in when he gets here. Monica Busterud, thanks for being here with us this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
Here he comes. There he is. Yeah, it's a guy I met at the Thrill on the Grill a couple years back. I know he does a lot of work with the Lions Club, and so he gives back to this community all the time. And Bo, turn it around the other way. And, there we go. If it's too loud, that silver button right there will control the volume for you. Bo, welcome into the studio this morning.
Thank you very much. Sorry I'm late.
No, that's okay. That's okay. We'll forgive you that. I got to talk with Monica here for a little bit here before you got here and told me a little bit about your son, Chris, and what he's been going through. I'll share a little personal story. When I first moved to Eagle River, I wanted to find a place to go with my dog to take her swimming. And I got warned to stay by the concrete boat landings. That's the safest place for me and my dog to be to go swimming on the Eagle River chain. I said, well, why is that? And they said, well, we've got something here called Blasto, and it's in the dirt. It's on the shorelines, and a lot of times critters are down there on the shoreline. They mess up the edge of the shore, and that means all those spores come out, and they get breathed in, and you can get really, really sick. I said, I never heard of Blasto before. What the heck is that? It's some kind of spore that gets in your lungs and messes you up bad. That's a pretty generic description, right, Monica?
That is, and actually, you're not alone. Through this process of Chris being diagnosed, I have learned that a lot of people that live here don't know what Blasto is, or they think it only affects animals.
Yeah, no, it affects people, too. So let's get the basic, we'll get to Chris here in a little bit, but basically, what is Blasto as you've learned about it now?
So blastomycosis is a fungal infection that it starts to kind of like get into your lungs. It causes these lesions, kind of like holes, and then it buries itself down in there. And so it's kind of hard to treat because as it does that, it scars your lungs and it makes it hard for the blood flow to get those infections all the way out of your lungs. It can also spread from that point to other organs in the body if it's not caught and treated.
Is this something that doctors recognize immediately, given the fact where we live and how prevalent it is, or does this get misdiagnosed a lot?
This gets misdiagnosed because it's got the same symptoms as pneumonia, so it presents very much like pneumonia. Chris was a young 25-year-old guy at the time presenting with symptoms of pneumonia, so they treated him with a bacterial antibiotic, mm-hmm. whereas Blasto needs to be treated with an antifungal.
And so it didn't get better, and I suppose he just felt worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, his breathing started getting a little bit harder, and he just wasn't, you know, it started like it was a cold or, you know, just an upper respiratory thing, but he just never was getting better.
Got it. Hey, Bo, what was Chris doing when he was 25, when he first got sick here? What was he doing for a living? Was he still in school? Tell me about what he was doing at the time.
He actually works for Incredible Bank.
Okay.
He does internet security.
Okay.
And that's pretty much his life. He goes to work and he plays video games. So
okay.
It was very surprising for us to hear that he had Blasto.
Kind of the same as most young 20-somethings. That's what they do. They work, they come home, play a little bit, and do it again the next day.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing I can relate to. When I was young in my 20s, I had some illness issues. I was in the hospital for a long time with no insurance. I was behind the financial eight ball from the get-go. And I got a feeling that Chris is going to be in the same kind of situation.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're looking at. He has insurance, but obviously the amount of bills that he's going to have are just phenomenal. You know, he spent nearly 2 months in the ICU in Frederick. So.
Wow. Monica, what went on in the ICU in there? You were telling me about some of the machinery he was hooked up to for an awful long time, too. That has to be a huge challenge. And it's got to be hard for mom and dad to see that. I don't care how old the kid is. That's got to be hard for you guys to look at.
Yeah. So he had to be on two different ECMO machines for a period of time. And those machines take the blood out of your body and reoxygenate it, remove the carbon dioxide, and put it back into your body. So those two machines, we looked up, I think it was an average of $5,000 to $10,000 per machine per day.
Oh my gosh.
To run those machines. Plus, he needed a ventilator as well as IV medications, You know, so all of the, they basically used every option that they had to keep this kid alive.
And I would assume that five, six figures worth of medical bills, even with insurance, is what this kid's facing.
I'm sure.
Okay. Bo, you're still in the Lions Club, right?
Yes.
Monica, what do you do in town?
I am a stay-at-home mom. I occasionally help out at Corner Pub bartending and volunteer with the Lions Club. And
when you're not with the Lions, Bo, what do you do? You're with the City of Tomahawk, right?
No, I work at Louisiana Pacific.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I'm an electrician there.
Understood. But so the bottom line is you two have been in this community for a long time. Bo, I know you volunteer with the Lions for a lot of different events in the community.
Yeah, and Monica does the same. She's just not a member.
Okay, so she's there working right there, too. Okay, got it. Bottom line is, here in Tomahawk, again, I say this all the time when people say, where are you from? I'm from Tomahawk, and I'm proud to be from Tomahawk because we got each other's backs here, and I'm sure you two have seen this. You've been here, what, your whole lives?
I've been here my whole life, yes.
Okay, so this is nothing new for Tomahawk to step up to the plate like this.
No, and they really have. This town has been great. And for that matter, surrounding communities have helped out quite a bit, too.
Outstanding. So let's talk about the event coming up here on Saturday at the Corner Pub. What's happening? Somebody says we got to help this family, and let's throw a party and make some money.
Yeah. Right after Chris was moved to Fraidert, I was working at the Hometown Christmas, bartending at Corner Pub. And, so people knew what was going on at the time. And they said, let's throw a benefit right here.
Huh.
Hank and Patty are amazing people. And, so we got the whole space to use. And they're even donating 10% of the sales. So we're going to have raffles. We have already over 40 raffle baskets prepared and ready to go. We've got some bigger prizes that are going to be bigger raffles, deck of card drawings, Roomba pool, 50-50 drawings, free food. It's going to be quite a party.
What's on the menu? I'm a food guy.
Bo did some pulled pork.
Oh, really?
And Andrea Krieger is going to make some cracked chicken. I don't know if you've tried that before. That's always a hit.
I've had cracked chicken. I haven't had Andrea's, though.
Okay. She makes it good. She does a good job on it.
Okay.
And we've got, salads from all different people in the community.
Desserts.
Bo's grandma, Judy Crass, is making her famous potato salad.
Yeah.
And his aunt Pam is going to do some desserts for us. I know a lot of people know Pam's baking. So
I've never been in the Corner Pub. I've been by it 1,000 times at least, but going to have room for all of us in there?
Well, we're hoping so.
Yeah.
It will be busy. It'll probably be packed, but it's a very, very big space. So we'll make it work. We make it work for fall rides. So
it's bigger on the inside and it looks on the outside.
It is. It is very, very
large. It's narrow, but it's very deep.
Got it. Narrow and deep. Got it. It's a Corner Pub, easy to find, formerly Pick's Pub here in Tomahawk. So it's going on pretty much all day Saturday, 1 o'clock, until somebody gets chased out of there and early in the morning hours, I would think.
Yep. That's the plan. We're going to draw raffles probably around 6 p.m.
I'd like to know, what does Chris like to do? Is he an outside guy when he's not playing video games and stuff? He's pretty much a work and a game guy.
Yeah.
What's his once he gets out of the hospital and some of this stuff is all done, what is his the prognosis? How is it going to be going forward for him?
That's really hard to say. It's going to depend a lot on how his body reacts to everything. There has been talk that in the future he might need a lung transplant for his left lung. But we won't really know until we see how much actually rejuvenates itself. We know that when this first started, they told us it was going to be at least 6 to 12 months on the antifungal after he gets out.
Oh, really?
And that was before it even got really, really bad.
Okay.
So
this might be going on for quite a while yet.
It could be a life-changing experience for sure.
Short of a lung transplant, generally speaking, long-term prognosis for people that get this blasto, is it different with everybody, or is this basically just no matter who you are, you're in for a long haul?
It's kind of a case-by-case basis. A lot of cases are more extreme. Chris happened to be an extreme case.
Okay.
These cases, as severe as Chris's was, don't usually survive. So I think to determine what would be moving forward would really be dependent on him. But he's a very strong, very healthy kid. He's always been really healthy. So it's not it's not compounding on anything else.
When you told him that everybody's going to get together for a party on Saturday at Corner Pub, what was his reaction to knowing that his community is behind him?
He's pretty excited. He's really feeling the love right now. He's generally, he's a pretty quiet, private person. So I think initially the attention was a bit much for him. But I think he's starting to realize that it's less attention and more just everyone showing how much they care about him.
It's just a bunch of tomahawk love.
Yes.
So the next question is, do you know how he got it? Does he have any idea where or what happened, that where it actually happened? Any ideas?
We do have ideas. Late in October, he and his girlfriend went for a walk in a park in Merrill.
Okay.
That particular park does, when they first drained the water there, it had a lot of known cases of blasto between people and pets. Yes, that's where
I was just down on that path a week ago.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so,
that's the only thing we can come up with. The doctors were asking Winter, his girlfriend, the same questions. You know, is he a hunter or a fisherman, or and that's literally the time they spent outside was in late October, and then they said it's like a 3 month, it can stay in your system for 3 months before it even shows.
I was told way back when I first was exposed to a blasto and what it is, I was said that it's basically anywhere there's a water's edge, there might be blasto spores. And is that true? Is that what you're hearing too?
Yeah, and everything we've read, it's Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin are like the biggest areas in the country for it.
But particularly Lincoln County.
Yes.
Is a particularly just hotbed for blasto.
So I grew up down in the Fox Valley, never heard of it, but as soon as I got to Vilas County in Eagle River, I heard about it like almost on day one. So it's been on the radar up here, but folks that are moving up here from places south, they may not know the danger that lurks in the mud near the water's
edge. That's absolutely correct. And that's kind of when this all happened, why I wanted to kind of get the word out about blasto. And you know, we're lucky that Chris is recovering, but not everybody does from this, and people should be aware of what it is and what it can do to you.
Absolutely. You gotta take it serious, that's for sure. Bo and Monica Bustroot here with us. Their boy Chris is battling blasto, and we can help the family out here coming up on Saturday at Corner Pub. It starts at 1 o'clock until whenever. Food, drinks, and sounds like a lot of good times there. This is going to be an up event. This is not going to be a sad event, is it? This is going to be just a lot of fun on Saturday.
Oh yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun.
Outstanding. I'm going to give you, we're just about out of time. I have plenty of time left, but just anything else that you two would like us to know about your son, Chris, or blasto in general, or the event coming up on Saturday? Any kind of last words you have for us here this morning that you don't want us to forget?
Well, going back to what we were talking about with how people react to everything and how bad his case was, is the doctors and nurses at Freightert are calling him the miracle boy.
Really?
I mean, that's how bad it was. They've done an amazing job with all the different treatments they tried to make everything work. They put his antifungal into a nebulizer so that he was actually breathing it in, because it wasn't getting inside those lesions where it needed to be. It, just groundbreaking stuff they were doing, and we really want to thank Freightert for all their efforts.
Miracles happen every day.
Yeah.
If you know where to look for them, miracles happen every day.
It's a great place. And also, you know, lastly, I really want to thank the community. And, I mean, I have the most amazing team right now helping me get things together. But the number of donations, the size of some of the donations.
What kind of stuff? That may encourage a few people to come. What kind of stuff is going to be raffled off?
Well, we're going to do, we've got a set of Adirondack chairs with a table, nice wooden stained Adirondack chairs. We, oh my gosh, we've got some prints from Alaska, wildlife photography. We've got alcohol baskets. We've got, we've got a bounce house.
Really? That somebody can win and take home?
Yeah, it's like one of those big inflatable ones for kids.
Really?
Well,
and grown-ups who like to act like kids.
Yes. LP donated a half a unit of 4x8 sheet siding, you know, if somebody wants to build a shed. So
there's a gun. We've got a gun raffle.
Okay.
Yep. I didn't know if I could say that on
You can say that, yeah.
So So we do have that. We've got jewelry donated. So stuff for the ladies. We've got ladies like spa baskets. We've got candle baskets. I mean, it's just, there's so much stuff.
We have gift certificates from about any place you can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we even have one that's for a brake job at a shop down in Wausau.
Really?
Yeah.
So, we got lottery tickets. People have donated tons of lottery tickets.
The thing that you two have in common right now with everybody else that has been in this studio talking about a benefit is the fact that when people go around looking at the businesses, places, and say, hey, here's our situation, what do you got? They never hear the word no in this town.
No.
No. Yeah. It's been amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome that the community's coming together. You're gonna get a lot of love on Saturday. And will Chris be there on Saturday?
Chris will not. Chris is still in the hospital.
Okay. Well, the thoughts will be going to Freightert in Milwaukee, all the way from downtown Tomahawk. That's for sure. So let's pack the corner pub this Saturday, starting at 1 o'clock until closing time. Bring a big fat wad of money with you, some appetite for some good food and some good drinks, and gonna have a good time for the Buster Rude family coming up on Saturday at the corner pub. Blessings to both of you. Blessings to Chris. Our best wishes, prayers are going out to your family, and we'll all get together and have a good time on Saturday down at the corner pub.
That sounds great.
Thank you so much for having us, Jeff.
Absolutely, you're welcome anytime, and going to want to know how things go, so keep in touch every once in a while, okay?
Will do.
Outstanding. Here we go, Tomahawk. Another chance to help out on Saturday at the corner pub. Hope to see you down there. I'm going to come back to town. I'm going to have some money burn a hole in my pocket on Saturday.